Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
This is Steve Downs, the voice of Master Chief, and you're listening to Podcast Unlocked, the world's number one Xbox podcast. Now, finish this fight.
Podcast Unlocked.
All right, what's happening, everybody? Podcast Unlocked, episode 165, world's numero uno Xbox podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm Ryan McCaffrey. To my right, Sean Finnegan.
Hello,
always likable. You're bulletproof, my friend.
So far. Let's not entice the audience. I don't want to be harassed.
Brian
online,
and I are
but,
like,
yeah. I'm glad to be on the show.
Mitch Dyer to my left.
That's me.
Good to see you, my friend.
Thanks.
I feel like I don't see you enough.
I know. I'm locked
to fix that.
You sit
closet.
10 feet apart from each other.
Yep. I know. Brian Albert, your face.
Did you forget my name?
Yeah. What's your name again?
Who are you?
You're not Destin. Or Marty.
Can I just yell loud things and get frustrated easily?
Loud noises! Yeah, thanks for hanging out. We got Marty and Destin away at New York Comic Con, which, by the way, we don't anticipate a lot of Xbox news to come out
of. There's already been more arcade news than there is Xbox news.
Arcade? What's that?
Yep. They announced a Star Wars game for arcade. That sounds awesome. Hopefully it just comes to Xbox.
Like a straight-up arcade cabinet game.
I'll pay you $20 for that
but
game on
where
Xbox.
Will it go?
Yeah, where am I going to play it?
Oh, you know, the most popular arcade in town, Dave & Buster's, which is still around.
I couldn't have named that. I don't know. Bowling alleys and pizza parlors.
Probably at the very specific location they have it at New York Comic Con.
But it looks cool.
Yeah, I mean,
awesome.
I will say it's weird that this is happening because last year there was that Batman arcade game. You guys know about this one?
No.
Where it's a driving game with all the Batmobiles from over the years, starting with the Adam West Batmobile, moving on up through the Tumblr and the Batman Animated Series one.
That's amazing.
Yep.
It's
super on board with this.
So good.
It's an arcade game we
haven't
heard of?
It's an arcade game that just came out last year.
Like one where it's not just
a
driving
sit-down.
Game.
It's a sit-down driving
a
game.
Wheel.
And
awesome.
Jose Otero and I randomly encountered it at the Santa Monica Pier when we were on assignment earlier this year. And we were like, what? So we played it, and it's awesome.
All right.
So good.
It's like Mario Kart Arcade. Nobody knows Mario Kart Arcade exists, but it's awesome.
That exists?
That exists.
See? And it's amazing.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it's just Mario Kart.
All right, I love this arcade podcast.
Drive it. Coming soon, I
Arcade Cast.
Your arcade cabinet podcast.
Instead of 1UP, we can 1UP podcast, it's Coin Op podcast.
Oh, boy.
It's sort of close. Judges, no. What else? 1UP. So, yeah, New York Comic Con happening this week. I'm jealous of Destin and Marty because they get to eat New York food.
I've somehow never been to New York yet.
Really?
In your life?
Ever, yeah.
You're from Iowa, right?
Right, but for work I've been many places,
so
but
you,
not
have
New
you
York.
Ever, have you ever been east of Iowa in your life?
No.
No?
I mean, like,
east
Florida
of Iowa
is
sounds.
East of it, but it's like...
Yeah, that doesn't
south,
count. That's
east.
South, yeah.
I haven't been
east
haven't
of
been
Iowa sounds
there.
Like an amazing like coming-of-age novel.
East of Iowa.
Brian Albert, east of Iowa, as read by...
Whose voice are you doing right now?
Nobody, just like so, you know.
You're like, digging, okay. Like, what am I doing? Who is this?
I wish I could do I can't do like a Morgan Freeman kind of thing.
Like, that was your Morgan Freeman?
No. Let's move on.
It's like King of the Hill.
As read by Hank Hill.
There we go.
That's better.
Now
there
we're
we
back
go.
On track. All right.
East of Iowa. I've never been there.
See, that becomes a totally different thing at that point. Now it's a comedy as opposed to...
Yeah.
Coming-of-age drama as it was before.
I'd like to apologize in advance. The cold I got over last week has found new life as a sinus infection.
Sweet.
The entire right side of my face hurts.
I'm glad to be in an enclosed room.
And
with you.
Sinus infection, I looked it up, not contagious. For real.
Christ.
Not contagious.
All right.
So yeah, clean Xbox is here. If I have to lean off mic and blast out the yellow goo, I do apologize.
Great.
It's just as gross as
that
it sounds.
That was way more vivid than it needed to be.
We'll make sure to put it in slow-mo for your video viewers.
I believe yellow goo is a clinical term, Mitch.
Yeah.
Come on. I went to med school for never.
Face gunk.
Face Skunk, I like that. Face Garbage.
Yeah, Face Garbage is where my next one was.
Yeah, that's a Mitch Dyer
immediately
term.
Immediately, as soon as I said Face Garbage, Garbage, that's that.
Oh, man. So as many of you, especially, this is our Xbox podcast. We love all of you guys. Well, eventually each week it gets around to that. But most of you have probably seen that our IGN first game for the month of October is none other than Brian Albert.
Halo, the Master Chief Collection.
The one and only. Or the four and
the
only.
The four and only, yeah.
Five, sort of. With even six. Five with the Halo 2 anniversary
this is like
maps, and six with the Halo 5 beta.
This is like the Crackdown situation where like I'm going to play that because it comes with the beta, but I'm going to play it and be like, man, this game's pretty good.
You already know the game's good. They're not trying to bolt a new IP that they're nervous about onto it.
At the same, like, I care as much about replaying those games as I did about playing Crackdown, and I'm going to get it, and I'm going to be like, oh, man, right, Halo 2 was really good.
Mitch, Halo 1 and 2 multiplayer, Mitch.
I just want Blood Gulch. That's the only...
Yes, there. It's there!
The three shots
three
pistol
times.
Is there.
Yep. Three of them.
Let's just do that and be reminded that
oh,
like,
so good.
We're gonna be so excited about Blood Gulch three shot pistols, and then we're going to play it for half an hour and be like, God, I'm glad they changed this.
No, dude.
No, we're not.
It's not unbalanced when everyone has it. It's not broken. You can abuse
it's
it, too.
So annoying.
Comes down to me versus you, my friend.
That's what's great about it, is it's whoever
it's
gets the first
skill.
Sight of the other guy and whoever
Well,
has
who knows how
aim.
To aim properly. Yeah.
I think we're starting up the nightly Halo matchmaking, right?
I hope that's true.
Oh, that's happening.
Yeah.
100%. Listeners can and should get involved. We'll coordinate the whole thing.
Yeah.
Come November.
We're getting ahead of ourselves right now.
Also,
we
are if you go to facebook.com/group/podcastunlocked, no doubt that group will have a bunch of stuff scheduled for that, as they always do. Also, that group has 5,000 members, and that's crazy.
That's a lot. That's a lot of cool people. Hopefully, they're all cool. I know you try to weed out the ones that aren't cool.
Yep.
Every now and again, a weed pops up amongst the beautiful grass. Right?
Yep.
The grassy knoll.
Whoa, that got dark.
No, the grassy knoll is what that's you always poetic. Call the middle area in Blood Gulch, coagulation.
I never called it that.
No. That's what me and my whole crew called it. Everyone knows
I just said
that
I'm in the middle. Reference. I'm at the rocket launcher.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know,
yeah, I got
it's not this. On the hill. Whatever.
Are we getting Brian Albert's microphone here? Talk.
I'm talking.
Let's make
Hello?
Sure.
That'd be bad. That'd be horrible.
It doesn't look like you're catching on at all.
Hello?
Stand by.
Oh, there you are. You're on three. Who's on four? Let's make sure.
Who's on four?
Oh, sorry. You're on one. Are we getting me? Which
That'd
one am I?
Even worse.
I'm two, I think.
So we're getting everyone through the camera.
All right. So where's James? We just get the audio from there.
We're getting everyone through the board.
All right.
We'll fix this in a minute. Right. But yeah, coming up, just real quick to wrap up the opener of the show. See how we just kept recording there?
Yeah.
Because I have no professionalism whatsoever.
Doesn't matter. Who cares?
Coming up on the show this month, stop calling me. All right. Actually, I do need to take this. So coming off the show,
it's
Max
Master
Hoberman
Chief.
And Phil Spencer coming Ooh. Up on the show in interviews this month. We will be right back.
IGN's number one Xbox podcast. The podcast on Love presents The News Unlocked!
Well, sorry we lost Mitch for the opening segment. Yay.
Yay, technology.
Plugs are dumb.
I'm plugged in now, though. You should be able to hear me.
We definitely got you now.
You're welcome.
So this week's Xbox news, I'm going to start off with the hot button topic. Once again, it's resolution.
The peas.
The peas.
The peas.
The devious peas.
Although this time, I think there is a very legitimate argument and gripe to be had here. This doesn't really affect Xbox One owners so much as it tangentially involves them. They're like innocent bystanders. It more affects PS4 owners, but here we go. Assassin's Creed Unity is 900p, 900 of those P's, on both consoles, PS4 and Xbox One, in order to, quote, avoid the debates, says senior producer Vincent Pombrion.
Nailed it.
Really?
Rosaltano says Pont Brian.
Thanks.
Pont Brian.
I was just taking an educated guess there.
Pombrion.
So that's bad. That's not a good way to say
I think
it.
The avoid the debates quote is the bad part.
That's
right?
Oh, absolutely.
That's the part that everyone is, you know, singling out here. Rightfully so.
You'd rather have me not complain about it than give me the 180 P's that I deserve.
True. Like, I'm very much of the mindset that, like, that little resolution difference is so negligible, even to to 98% of people. I can tell the difference because it's my job to study and do imagery, and even then I don't really care about it, but I can totally see why people would be angry if that was the sole choice for making it 900
if it is, because that's so
which
they,
we don't know that
they backpedaled shortly thereafter. A statement sent to IGN says, quote, "We understand how Vincent's quotes have been misinterpreted. To set the record straight, we did not lower the specs for Assassin's Creed Unity to account for any one system over the other." Number one, you're lying.
Yep.
You're lying.
Yeah.
Number two, yeah, I mean, I agree with you, Sean, that the 900p and 1080p, it's, I don't know if you can really see a tangible, like if you stared at it and went side by side, sure. But again,
in the moment of playing it, if I were to tell you what you're looking at is 1080p when you're looking at a 900p game, you'd probably believe.
And the one I always go back to, I actually said this, I guested on Beyond this week, Rise, Son of Rome, 900p game,
beautiful.
Probably the best looking game on either console.
The argument I always kind of go back to is like, and again, this is coming from someone, not to sort of appeal to my own authority, but I study.
I'd like to quote me here.
Yeah, I study imagery and cinematography and filmmaking. This is what I do for a living. And there are so many different factors that go into what makes a good image. And resolution is just one of them. So yes, a 1080p image will be a little bit crisper than a 900p image, but you're not accounting for shading factors, lighting factors, like sharpness, high detail, dynamic range, like all these different things that make good imagery.
Right.
So, yeah, maybe
the
difference is negligible. Maybe some people can see it, but there's a lot more going on there that you got to think
about.
Especially
like in software, there is so much in the actual like software itself that matters. Like developers, like anti-aliasing, that's why those options exist on PC. It's like, okay, you're playing in 1080p, but things are still really jagged if your system can handle it. Bump up the anti-aliasing, throw on some of these different filters. Like, that is what makes a game look great.
Resolution, like, who knows what anisotropic filtering is?
Don't care.
Just crank it all the way up.
Yeah.
But give me that in 8X.
But the problem...
Give me the Habau lighting. I don't care.
The problem here, which I completely understand the frustration and the outrage over, is if the PlayStation 4 can comfortably handle the full 1080p... and get you the same frame rate, same performance as the Xbox One at 900p, that is completely and totally dumb that it's being held back arbitrarily like that on the PS4.
Fun fact, Black Flag was also 900p at launch on both consoles, and then patched it to 1080p after launch.
And runs fine still after the patch.
Yeah.
But, well, new engine, this is some new tech going on. But, yeah, if you're going to make that decision, if you're Ubisoft, I think you can't – that's just the wrong thing to say. You've got to say something like, well, we want to ensure a smooth performance on all platforms. You have to spin it as a performance-based thing, a frame rate thing, and take the P's out of it. Am I wrong?
I think if you're looking at it from a marketing / PR /
which this is the problem. It's a PR problem now.
Yeah. Then yes, you're right. I'm still not, entirely convinced that I don't know. People say lots of things and oftentimes they don't mean them, or they say something and it's true, but also just one factor of a myriad of other issues. So I'm not sure. I'm still not sure that that's the case, that is definitely what happened. They're pairing back one console to match the other one.
They also outright said, like, hey, we haven't actually said what the specs of this game is. Like, we showed it N900P at this event, but that might change. Meaning, hey, the PS4 version will probably get a patch that gets it up to 1080p, and maybe the Xbox One version will too.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, can I say something dumb?
Yeah.
Oh, anytime.
Let's have a
Destiny's
podcast.
Not here. That's what this podcast is
We're going to have
buddy.
A podcast totally dedicated to resolution talk, and it's called Peas in a Pod.
Cast?
Yeah.
I love it.
You will have no subscribers to that show.
You will have one subscriber. I will
Sean
Finnegan. Yeah. That sounds hilarious.
Sorry, everyone.
Making a mess, Mitch.
I know. I just have to express my anger somehow. Need to get it out here so I don't bring it home.
But yeah,
that's what you get for inviting me on this podcast.
I guess so.
Go back to IGN Arena. YouTube.com/IGN Arena. ArenaPodcast@IGN.com. MOBAs.
Well, Brian Albert's... heavily involved in all of our Halo coverage this month. Deserves a seat at this table, Mitch.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. You wrote yourself a fine preview. We got to poke around the whole game.
Yeah, we played
up there
a couple of missions from every campaign. We played hours of the multiplayer.
Not enough of it, though.
Not enough. Well, never enough.
What about this map?
Which multiplayer did you play? Like, just Halo 2?
We saw it all.
Okay.
We saw it all.
Okay. Some scoops is coming.
But just a few maps. They're genuinely, and it sounds like a dumb exaggeration, but it's the truth. There were genuinely not enough hours in the day to see it all. We needed another day up there.
Third day.
But, you know, they got to go back to work instead of host us lunkheads.
Yep.
Yeah. You can go read the full preview because we're not going to say everything again.
Could you
on here.
Read it from start to finish right now?
Yeah, you do a dramatic
do
reading.
2,000 right. words.
Yeah, yeah. I'll do your Morgan
It'll
Freeman
take
voice.
A good there you go. 15 or 20 minutes.
The multiplayer is just is so great, and when you go back and most of it's untouched, that's great. But the bump to the 60 FPS,
it's
super
it's
noticeable.
Huge. The FPS is real.
Looks
huge.
Great, and you can feel it. Like lining up headshots before was like not so difficult, especially with like BRs on Team SWAT. But it feels so good now.
Yeah. So, speaking of Halo, Mitch.
Yes, sir.
We got actors talking about their roles in certain video games that we care about.
Yeah, I'm gonna piece this puzzle together here so I can read these quotes from Agent Locke himself, Mike Holter. In an interview with X1 Magazine, he said, "Yeah, I'm a playable character in Halo 5. Once Halo the Master Chief Collection is released, and then Halo 5 comes out shortly thereafter."
Meaning a year.
Yeah. "You're basically going to be playing a game with me as the primary character. I'll have some cool weaponry and some cool abilities, because by that time, I'll be a Spartan 4. He continues, "What's not known is whether I'm a friend or foe. The relationship between Master Chief and Jameson Locke is going to be interesting, because what's the outcome? Is he dead or alive?"
Wanted!
Which, as I noted off the air, is the outcome of literally every story ever told.
I'm alive, you guys!
Yeah. Holter continues, "Because that's usually what a manhunt comes down to, dead or alive. But you won't know what the purpose of finding Master Chief is right away, or what will happen if we do find him, what condition he'll be in, and where he's at mentally. But I'm sure that'll be a plot twist in Halo 5.
So the big takeaway from this was the thing he said about primary character.
Right.
I think that's got to be like an actor talking up his role a lot more. Like, I there's no way. So my takeaway from this, I bet, is that Halo 5 first half is you trying to find Chief, and then once you find him, switch perspective. I'm sure he has a sizable role. I just don't think he's like he's the character. Like, no, this is Master
I completely agree with you. Yeah, I think by primary character he means like co-star,
right?
Not, you know, I'm the lead and
right.
Spartan 117 is
like just arbiter to Chief in Halo 2. I bet it's that kind of role.
Yeah, or maybe you start off as this character.
Yeah. Like I would bet the first half of this game is Locke.
Play. Yeah.
We'll play some bets now. We can come back to episode 165
Boom.
In a year from now.
Nick?
I think it's going to be you start, do like a mission, like a little bit as Master Chief, then it switches to Locke
tease.
For a while. Yes. Mm. You can't start that game. You would piss off all the fans if Chief doesn't show up until halfway through. So I think it's going to be a little bit of Chief at the beginning, a chunk with Agent Locke, and then we bring it home with the Chief for the second half of the game.
I cannot wait to see what the Locke stuff is like in Halo 2. Or Master Chief Collection in general. Like, I want to know what that is. Like, what is the narrative device?
Oh, you mean the cutscene stuff that they're doing?
So it's like cutscene stuff, but the whole point of Master Chief Collection is like when you hit start on that menu, you are Agent Locke looking through Master Chief's history. Why? Like, what is he doing that for? And what is the end result of that?
I need to find him.
Maybe there's a clue.
Of his head, man.
It's interesting. I agree with Ryan. I don't know. Like, when I first read that quote, I was a little off put by it. Not because, like, that's not interesting to me, but just because I have such a history and, like, love for the Chief's story and, like, him and Cortana. Like, that's what I wanted Halo 5 primarily, and not primarily, but also entirely to be about. And so, and we, you know, we just don't know about, we don't know much about Locke yet. The show hasn't started yet. He very well could be the most interesting and intriguing character with his awesome story arc.
The most interesting man in the Halo universe.
I mean, yeah. The fact that this is the guy they've assigned to find and hunt Master Chief, like, mm-hmm. to potentially kill him. Like, that's a dude. That's a dude who I want to follow.
Yeah, Spartan 4 can't take down a Spartan 2. It ain't happening, bros.
If you're taking the spotlight away from the Chief for another character, like, that character has to be worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the Arbiter eventually earned it. I didn't like the Arbiter quite so much at first.
That was a very polarizing part of that game.
Oh, yeah. But see, I thought it was great, even though it did upset a lot. I thought it was great that they saved that as a surprise. And that's what I was just going to say is I'm surprised they're being this upfront about the Locke stuff, about him being playable. I thought for sure they'd try to save that as a twist
So it's like, right. I'm playing as this guy yep. now.
Press start, and for 6 hours, you're this guy.
Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid 2 style.
So we'll see. I mean, Mitch, I think you have a good theory about the plot of this game, don't you? I think you may. I don't know if you mentioned it on the show before, but
I've probably forgotten it at this point. What was my theory about this game?
Which one?
I have a few.
He's sent by Oni to hunt down Chief.
Oh yeah, that he was sent by. I can't remember her name anymore. But it's like
Halsey. Palmer.
Palmer, yeah, he'd be like Palmer's direct report.
Because Halsey's like an enemy of the state now.
Yeah, so he would probably be out there. Like, Palmer is going after Halsey, so I figure that this dude is going after Chief, and whether or not it's to kill him or arrest him or bring him back for something else, TBD. Especially, the reveal trailer is Chief, like, looking for Cortana, but finding this massive, massive threat in the desert.
God damn it, I can't catch a break.
Yeah.
I'm out here in the desert just wandering, and I'm
wearing this poncho.
Thing just burst out of the sand, and now I have to kill it.
Now I have to take off this poncho and fight it.
Exactly.
I love the idea that he needs a poncho.
Now I gotta get all this sand in my shoulder. When we first saw that trailer, was it E3?
Yeah,
E3 last year.
Yeah. Dude, 2013. I called that instantly.
Oh, me too. The moment he pulls out the chip
I saw a hooded dude in the desert. I'm like, this is a Halo game. Oh, man. And everyone was like, yeah, okay.
It took me a second.
Pulls out his hand. That's his glove. It's the Halo game.
See, for me, he pulls out the chip, and I was
the dead Cortana chip.
Question mark? RoboCop? And then, we have this big gust of wind, and everyone's like, wait, why is he wearing a poncho? I'm like, guys, dramatic effect. Come on.
Why is he wearing Master Chief's armor? Yeah. Yeah.
Who is that?
Who are you?
Who's this mysterious ponchoed man?
All right. We'll get to see find out a lot more about Mr. Locke on the Nightfall series that starts on November 11th with the Master Chief Collection. Am I right?
Yes. Yeah. And we actually do have a feature coming up on IGN as part of IGN First with him, too. Don't want to talk about it too much, but keep an eye out for it.
Yeah,
keep it locked.
That is a fact.
Keep it locked.
That is a fact.
Fill in the Marty quota. Good job, Ryan.
All right, what else? I don't know anything about Kingdom Hearts, so someone else say something.
I can tell you that it is Kingdom Hearts 3's director's birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Tetsuya Nomura. To celebrate, he told us, by us I mean the world, that Kingdom Hearts 3 is now using Unreal Engine 4, and Epic Games is assisting on development with that game because they're having massive problems with Unreal Engine 4.
That's really surprising.
No, it's not. Unreal 4 is kind of a disaster at points.
No. Not just the fact that they're using Unreal, because I'm sure there are other examples, but historically, most Japanese developers tend to use proprietary in-house technology.
And they had Luminous at Square for a while. Like, that's what 15 is using.
Right.
And that's what the Agnes Philosophy demo was on. Like, why did they switch from what we thought was Luminous to Unreal 4? Like, what is that game doing that requires Unreal 4?
The only time I can think of a Japanese developer using Unreal was, ironically enough, Lost Odyssey, the Xbox 360 exclusive RPG, was Unreal Engine 3.
I know that was on Unreal.
It turned out to be a not only a good game, but a very good-looking game as well. Unreal.
Wasn't Shadows of the Damned also Unreal?
You may be right.
Shooter, I think, was Unreal. So there's some stuff, but yeah, it is odd to hear that for this particular game, for a Square game, for it's arguably its biggest RPG in a long, long time.
Also, they probably had to put a sizable amount of development into it on the engine that they were working on. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is that like, switching right in the middle of a big project like that?
Ask, we mentioned Duke Nukem.
Oh, man.
No, we didn't. But I that was Game Scoop. I'm crossing my shows. Crossing the streams, man!
Don't do that.
Duke Nukem switched engines four times.
And it worked out great.
Yeah, it ended fine.
Nomura insists that this will not affect development. It's fine. The game's still totally going to release on time. Which you can say when your game does not have a release date of any kind.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's still totally going to come out when it's meant to. Because we don't know.
Yeah, I promise you, an engine switch is going to add 6 to 12 months minimum.
Well, especially since he's talking about, we switched to Unreal for various reasons, quote. Okay, cool. But they're already we're having crazy rendering issues with Unreal 4. Whoa, can you say that?
whoa, hold on a second. We'll see. The only thing I don't like is if you're not careful. If you don't have, I guess.
You're just making a mess.
Yeah, what the hell?
I got it under control. It's fine.
But you notice a lot of, at least last gen, I don't know how if this will be the case with Unreal Engine 4, because we haven't really seen any Unreal Engine 4 games. Fable, Legends, Unreal 4, there's a couple others. But a lot of Unreal Engine 3 games on 360 tended to kind of look the same. Like, you could kind of, you could tell that they were Unreal Engine games. There were definitely exceptions. Mirror's Edge, you know, just stunning. I mean, you never know, but...
There's a look. There's
yeah,
like a
there's
shiny,
a look,
that was
right?
Frostbite.
Yeah.
Mirror's Edge was Frostbite.
The no. first one? Wasn't
no,
Frostbite
wasn't.
Not invented
Are you serious?
Back then?
Mirror's
that
Edge was 1
Unreal
was
game?
Unreal.
Wow. I did not know that. I always just assumed, like, DICE always used proprietary tech.
Oh, that was an Unreal Engine game.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That's crazy. That's a fun fact.
Take a shot.
Bet they're having a great time porting, not porting, but, like, building that particular game in Frostbite, a shooter engine for vehicles and warfare.
Yeah. No doubt. Hey, let's make some arms, yeah. hands, and feet.
And then what if you just climb stuff and never shot anything? Oh, okay, cool.
Cool. We're on it. So, yeah. Kingdom Hearts. God only knows. I mean, it's probably holiday 2015 at the minimum.
No way.
If that.
I will bet you every. I'll bet you a dinner every night for the rest of your life that game
Whoa.
Does not come out in 2015.
Whoa.
You should take
if
that
I
bet.
If I had yeah. any yeah. amount, like... yeah.
What
if,
is the downside to that bet? Yeah. Because
I would have to pay. Yeah, that's a big risk. Somebody's going bankrupt in that
big
scenario.
Gamble.
No,
yeah,
thanks.
That
not
is.
Worth it.
All right.
There's 365 days in 2015. That's a lot of bets you have to win.
There's a lot of days in every other year, too.
There's that many days in most years.
Good thing it's not 2016. Otherwise, it would be 366 dinners.
Is it a leap year?
Yeah.
See,
presidential
you
years.
You got a
election
bonus
years.
Ahead of you. Take the bet. You get free dinner.
Free
dinner,
free dinner yeah.
extra every Woo-hoo! 4 years.
All right. Any of you guys Geometry Wars guys? You
yeah.
guys all strike me
Big
as time. Geometry
been for
Wars
a while,
people.
But like... Pacifist mode?
Yeah.
Yep.
Pacifist was
Best
the real deal.
Well, go on.
Go on. The third one has a release date.
Ooh.
Geometry Wars 3 Dimensions is out on November 25th.
So, have you guys played this game?
No. It was only at Gamescom.
It was
I
at
believe.
PAX as well.
Oh, PAX. Okay.
And we played it at PAX, and I went into it super excited. Like, yes, a new one. It's got all these new ideas, these new levels, this stuff. That game has, like, legitimately way too much going on.
Really?
I worry about that.
Like
game.
In a bad way?
Yes, in a bad way. Absolutely. Hmm. Like the core of Geometry Wars, the reason we all loved it was the focus. Like, okay, main screen, flat screen, dudes come in pretty much the same way every time, build yeah. your high score, try to do better than each other. Got it. Extra stuff like pacifist mode and what was it like King of the Hill where everyone raced?
Yeah, there were a bunch
of
modes.
And like those were fun and you could compete in multiplayer with them and they were great, but they weren't like the core Geometry Wars. The core Geometry Wars in this game is a like weird warped screen. That is not great to play on, but that's not the hook.
So it's not like a flat plane anymore?
So the whole thing with this is it's Geometry Wars 3D because everything's in 3D. So they take the 2D screen and try to make it look 3D, and it's like weird and awkward to play on. But then the 3D levels, like one looks like a peanut and the other one is a cube when you navigate these spaces where enemies are coming from around where you can't see.
Hmm.
I found that incredibly frustrating. There's also like 50 of these different levels. And that totally dilutes the reason I love this series.
Well, the good news is I did read this is being made by some ex-Bizarre people.
Which is great.
Yeah, so it's being made. It is effectively, it is a legit sequel, not
yeah.
a not just like,
it's not like oh,
Activision
just
cashing
Geometry
in.
Wars.
Yeah.
And I, like, I don't want to bag on it too much because it is like, oh, it's cool. Like, it's a Geometry Wars
game. It's also
game
not out yet.
Trying a bunch of stuff, yeah. But I found that game concerning.
All right, well, we'll keep our
but
eye on
I'm glad
on
it has a release date, and I'm excited that it's this year, and we can find out, like, do we get hooked on it like we did?
Wait, November 25th. So that's so we can play that over Thanksgiving weekend.
Yep.
Sweet.
2 weeks after Master Chief.
That means I'll never be playing it.
Yeah, that's what I was
sorry,
just about
Geometry Wars.
Like, within that 2 week period, I will still very likely be playing lots
probably,
of Halo.
Right before Frostbus, my friend.
Nothing beats Frostbus.
Nothing beats Frostbus.
All right, Dota time.
Stop it.
Bam. Yeah, I was very confused.
YouTube.com/IGN Arena.
Finally this week, for racing game fans, number one, you should already be playing Forza Horizon 2 because it's
game's good.
Incredible. That game, it's set in Europe in the summer, and it just feels like a summer beach day to play that game. I know that makes no sense, but it's just like that. You just can't help but be happy when you play that game.
Excellent.
Seriously. I mean, it's just the style and the personality of it. It's got a soul that... I'm having a great time
it's like
with
Rayman.
I'm trying to bounce right now. I'm trying to bounce back and forth between Destiny and Forza because they're just both of them. Each night, I just like, I want to play both of these, but I have 2 hours before I have to go to bed, lest I die of sleep deprivation in the morning. Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. But man, Forza Horizon 2 is good. So if you manage to get through your, if you do everything you want to do with Forza by December, you can play The Crew because it got delayed from November to December 6th.
I didn't call this a month ago. This game has the weirdest story. It was supposed to come out in like March of last year.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Crazy. March this year.
Yeah, I played it at E3 2013.
And it was awesome.
Yeah, I played the game a year and a half ago.
Yeah. The Crew is a really cool game. It's been in beta. It's going to have another beta in November before it comes out. So if you're worried about the delay, you can at least try and get in on that. Whatever it takes for this game to have more time and be better than whatever it was before, fine. Cool. Like, I'm so down with delays, especially this fall
of course.
Where there are, like, 300 games I want to play.
That being said, I mean, you know, again, I don't want to seem pessimistic, but just looking at it from the business side, I think it's real dangerous having this game come out in December. That's not to say it can't have a long tail and maybe sell into next year, but, man, history has not been kind to games releasing in the month of December. I know Ubisoft themselves, of course, that's who's doing The Crew, they would go, well, Far Cry 3 did fine. Far Cry 3 would have sold so much better had they put it out a month earlier than it did.
Also, it's Far Cry 3. Like, people know and love
that series.
No,
Far Cry was not a brand that
that's correct.
About.
Yeah, no, 3 people, really elevated that.
No, but people knew about it. This is not new. It wasn't a new idea.
They also hated it because nobody liked Far Cry 2 but me.
But you're right, Sean. It's even worse because this is a new IP.
Mm-hmm.
I just wonder. I'm afraid that no matter how good, how fun this game is, it's just not going to sell.
Get left behind.
Yeah,
a little
it's going to
get
left
but behind. Didn't Star Wars The Old Republic come out on like
December 29th.
Yeah, it's like right after Christmas.
That's an MMO though. That's a pretty
different
story.
Thing,
but you're
still
right.
Still like a weird. They must have had to like. It must have been a thing where like investors needed them to release that game in 2011.
Right.
Like, you have to have this game out in this
so
year.
We'll
they're
pick
like
the
oh,
last
okay.
game.
If you insist.
Yeah.
All right. So, but yeah, I will, and not only just raw sales, but. Will racing game fans have already spent all their racing game dollars by then? Because
Drive Club, Forza.
If you've got both consoles, or even let's just say if you don't have a PS4, if you're just an Xbox One gamer, you've still got Forza, Project Cars, which isn't getting a lot of buzz, but looks like
pretty.
A really, really cool, gorgeous sim, very hardcore sim.
It's like F1 level simminess.
Yeah, and it's out in, I believe, mid-November.
Okay.
And then, so it's like that's, you know.
I feel like we're forgetting one, too.
On Xbox? Maybe.
No Need for Speed this year.
Correct.
What am I missing?
Yeah, but in any case, and if you've got both consoles, there's Drive Club in there as well.
Yep.
So that's a lot. So we'll see what happens with The Crew. Won't be surprised if it tanks, but hope it doesn't if it turns out well. I mean, we want good games to do well.
It's a Ubisoft snowball effect. I mean, they have two Assassin's Creed games coming out on the same day.
Yep.
Or very close together at any rate.
And then, no, I think that is the same day.
And The Crew, I think, was on that day as well.
The two Assassin's Creed games are out on the same day Master Chief Collection is. That's a huge day.
And then Far Cry is a week later.
Yeah.
It's crazy. November's dumb.
Yep. Don't forget Dragon Age.
How can
Wait,
I?
Which one? What day is that?
The week after,
it's
the 18th.
Same day as Far Cry.
Yeah.
What?
I'm reviewing Far Cry, and then I really want to play Dragon Age. And Frostbite is happening. It's got to be.
So wait. What is Frostbite? Just give me the bullet point.
It's
the
event.
Dota 2 holiday event.
Got it.
Yeah.
And let's move on.
Yeah.
That was your Dota moment.
YouTube.com/IGNArena.
Nice plug.
Thanks.
Slip that right in there.
Yep.
Marketplace report. We haven't heard a lot from Brian Albert. I want to go over to you, sir. What can we spend our hard-earned money on this week?
Ooh, at retail, you can buy Alien Isolation for Xbox One or
360. Oh, all right.
No, I generally,
I've said everything I'm going to say about this.
Not
only in the review itself.
You talked about a lot on Beyond yesterday.
But, yeah, we did a review discussion work because some of the other guys in the office were playing it as well.
He said so, with Dan and Jose.
Yeah, we had a panel and talked through some other things. And then, Greg asked me to come on Beyond yesterday, so check that out if you'd like to hear me.
You talked about Alien on there as well.
Yeah, we talked a lot about it on there too. So I've said everything I want to say about that game. I was disappointed in it for reasons that are spelled out in the review. And again, you can watch those other couple videos/podcasts.
Seems like you're not alone.
Other people do like it. It did, but other people also. It's definitely a mixed review game. You know, try it for yourself. But the longer it goes, you know, it makes a nice first impression, but then starts to wear out its welcome. So Yeah, just, you know, before you tweet at me telling me I'm a terrible person and that I'm my opinion is wrong, which is
what?
A statement
that
in
doesn't
and of itself.
Sound like the internet.
Just yeah, but yeah, give it a play, you know, see what you think of it, and I hope you like it. I mean, I do like survival horror games. I do like challenging games. I know that was another common.
You didn't
mud
like it just
because
it was
yeah.
on hard.
You need baby games, no, and you don't like. Get somebody who likes survival horror. Well, I like all that stuff. So I asked to review Alien Isolation. I wanted to love that game, but yeah. So watch those other videos / podcasts if you want to hear my full rap on Alien.
Continuing, yes. NBA 2K15 on Xbox One and 360.
Oops,
Project
oops,
Spark.
Oops, oops.
On Xbox One.
I am reviewing that game.
Yay!
You can read my review in progress on IGN.com, because that is a big-ass game that requires
Are you
going to
go home tonight and spark it up, Mitch?
I'm a...
Weed joke! Hashtag!
Oh, I see. It's like the third one of those you've made today.
That was the first one on the air, though.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm just going to keep reading.
The game's really cool, by the way. It's free on Xbox One. You don't need...
Is it? Really?
Yes. So, Project Spark is... If you go to your dashboard right now, it's poorly promoted. Try to find it.
Typical Xbox, sadly.
Why promote exclusive
things?
And this game could be huge, and it could be special, and Microsoft is promoting it like garbage. But it's free. You can download it. It comes with a bunch of basic stuff. And then if you like it, there's like a starter pack you can buy that comes with the $40 that or the content that is on the $40 disc.
Right.
And what's there for free is ridiculous. Like, this is a deep game. They don't really hold back a lot of systems, if any, from you. It's all cosmetic stuff, so if you want to, like, make a different-looking world. But it's a game about making games, and it's fascinating.
Have you made any non-garbage games?
No, I've made only garbage games.
Okay.
Is the Conker's Bad Fur Day stuff in there right away?
I have
away?
Not seen it. I'm sure that's going to be,
it's
like...
It's coming later?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's all sorts of stuff. Like, here's more medieval stuff for your Fable game.
Yeah, when I saw it... A year and a half ago at E3 2013, it felt like XNA the game to me, because I've screwed around with XNA on 360.
Yeah, yeah.
The tools that they released, where it was like, you know, you'd take like an object and assign behaviors to it.
Yep.
Like
give it AI.
If jump then like yell
if, yeah,
or
right, like
you know
if press A then jump.
Yeah, it's in a bunch of it's like
logic
you know
behaviors.
Exactly. And
you want a game where whenever you jump you yell.
Yeah. Yeah. This platform where he's like terrified every time.
Oh no! Help me! Oh god! Please!
Yeah,
get me out of here!
I was playing multiplayer on that game on Xbox last night with ex-IGNer Anthony Gallegos, who developed the game in Unreal Engine 4. Going back to that, and he was explaining that it is very, very similar. Like,
interesting.
Spark is, and I've tinkered with Unreal 3 a little bit, and they share a lot of qualities. Like, I mean, these developers are experienced guys who basically made a video game engine for you to make video games in, and the tools are amazing.
That's
great. The results so far have been mediocre at best.
I will hold to my theory, though. I mean, I'm glad to hear that it's turned out well, because when it first was announced, I just sort of let it wash over me. But
the worst name, too.
It's got the worst name on the planet. That's a code name that they forgot to change. Like, the marketing department fell asleep, apparently.
They're still asleep.
Glad to hear it's good. Glad to hear it's a worthwhile endeavor.
I'm really enjoying playing with it. It's totally not for everybody. If you're like, I want to make a game and it's going to be super easy and fun, it's like, nope, you're going to bang your head against the wall and you're going to hate a bunch of stuff about it, but it's really satisfying
to make something. If it's a game largely about tools,
yeah.
I know it's also on PC, right?
Yes.
Is that where I should be experiencing it? Is on Windows? If it's a lot of tools and building things,
like
and
fine tuning
mechanics, is a mouse a better way to do this than a gamepad?
I thought so. I'm trying it out on three different machines right now: Xbox One, a Windows 8 laptop, and my Windows Surface.
Okay.
And I've actually enjoyed playing it more on the Xbox against all odds.
Okay.
Primarily because I cannot figure out how to get multiplayer to work in PC.
Hmm.
I don't know if that's a feature.
Got to update your drivers, man.
Well, I suppose if you wanted to, you could always, hypothetically, you could build stuff on the Windows version and then go play yours and other people's stuff on Xbox,
because it's all in the
right?
cloud, and it's all the same thing. Like, my account is my account, so when I log in on PC, I get all the stuff, and I can continue my progress. And building stuff, it's not even necessarily easier on PC, because it's still... like a pain and kind of tedious to be like, oh, I want to build I want to put some rocks around the fireplace, very specifically.
Yeah.
The controls on Xbox are really clunky. You just kind of have to get over that. Mm. They're also not great on PC. Kind of like an engine. It's like a lot of hotkeys and it's a lot of memorization and not a lot of guide help in the menus to be like, oh, yeah, how do I like rotate something instead of pull it? I have no idea. I have no idea how to do that on PC. Can't rotate objects right now because I forget.
Last one. Rise Legendary Edition on the Xbox One, which is $50 and includes all the DLC that came out for the original game. It's basically a bunch of map packs and an extra multiplayer mode.
You reviewed it on Xbox One at launch last year.
I did.
And
the review's going up for the PC version later in the week.
Yeah.
I don't know when this
goes
up.
Yeah, you and I sat down, did a little commentary video over the PC version. We went through this at launch. I love this game, even though, despite its flaws.
Love.
He keeps saying love, wow. And I'm always like,
not,
do you mean
not
love?
Like, I don't recommend it to anyone,
sure,
but
sure,
I just,
yeah.
I have a fondness for this game.
Yeah, I like Rez. I like that game quite a bit. A lot more than I thought I would, but
so, yeah,
I totally understand Brian's criticisms.
Remember a while ago, they dropped the price on it permanently to $50.
Yeah.
So now it's $50 for this version that has all the DLC in it.
Right.
So that's cool.
Over on digital, we have Divekick on Xbox One for $10. And this game that I confused for Shadow of Mordor, Styx Master of Shadows.
You've got to be kidding
Master
me.
Of Shadows of Mordor.
On Xbox One for $30.
The ultimate crossover.
I'm pretty sure this is a stealth game where you play as a villain.
As the band Styx.
Yeah, the legendary rock band Styx.
Yeah.
That's where I was going with that one.
And
Dio
then,
is the villain.
Over on Marketplace, we have Forza Hub, a free app similar to Halo Waypoint. And the games with gold for October are Chariot, which is like an indie game where you're guiding this coffin through these levels.
It seems really cool.
Yeah.
It's like Brian and I are pulling along this chariot, which has our dead father's
dead
coffin
guy
on.
It.
We're
perfect.
Just bringing him to his funeral. I described that last week as the Mitch and Marty-est game of all time.
Oh, absolutely. And there has to be a twist at the end.
Yeah, like
the guy's alive.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's on Xbox One. And then on 360, you get Battlefield Bad Company 2, which has amazing multiplayer. I don't know if it does any more.
Go ahead, keep talking.
2 minutes late.
I'll keep. I don't know if it does anymore. I don't know who's still playing it,
yeah.
But it's amazing, and it's free from now through the 15th.
Please download that game.
Was it you who was saying you're a big Bad Company 2 guy?
It's the fastest and funnest Battlefield game ever made.
There you go.
It's amazing. I played it more than
this is probably
Call
like a
Duty.
Licensing issue now.
Oh my god,
30
this might
seconds,
be.
Right? I'm good.
I'll finish fast. And then on the 16th through the end of the month, the free game is Darksiders 2 for Xbox 360.
That was 30 seconds.
All right, cool.
We're good.
We're fine. We're under the limit. Twitch would have like auto-muted this entire broadcast now.
We ran into that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too much nothing in the middle of that stream. Great.
Good stuff.
So that's some video games.
All right. We'll come right back, do a little trivia, and get on out of here.
Unlock Block. Can you take on the challenge?
Yeah! All right. Let's finish strong here.
Right.
Unlock Block trivia. Our winner this week, longtime listener, well-known podcast Unlocked superfan, Jonathan Colombe. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
That's
I'm probably
a good last
not.
Name.
Where is he from?
Yeah,
Quebec.
Give that a shot.
I was trying to get
give that
we're
city
out of Quebec.
A shot.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going there.
Longquill.
Longquill.
I'm retiring. I went one for one on the French names earlier
yeah.
in the show, so I'm
assuming
retiring.
That was correct.
So. Yeah.
Just say everything with a really thick French accent.
Mitch, you're from Canada. You should know this. How do you
I'm
pronounce that?
I'm from the West. I'm from the racist part of Canada.
Oh, okay.
There's nobody cares about French over there. They hate them.
Okay.
I think Montreal's great.
All right, then. Now that that's settled. Thanks, Mitch.
You got it.
So Jonathan wins himself a Podcast Unlocked prize pack. Just for having his question chosen, we'll mail him some goodies, which will no doubt include at least one copy of Guitar Hero Van Halen
Boom.
For Xbox 360.
Nailed it.
That's right.
And
bust
an
out the plastic. Yeah, bust out the plastic instruments. And Jonathan asks, in order to his little Halo theme as we build up to Matt. What's today?
Eighth.
We're basically a month away from Master Chief Collection now.
Yeah, with some rounding. Yeah,
I would never have known the date a week ago, but now that I'm writing the daily fix, like I have to know the day every single day. Like one day, I need to know that now. It's
TikTok. By the way, on that note, Master Chief Collection, October 22nd, probably at 11 a.m. Pacific. It's most likely going to be the time. Master Chief Collection live stream, 2 hours, nothing but your requests. You tweet us at IGN, say, I want to see Halo 2, Lockout, Swords Only, no radar. You know, you just tell us exactly what you want to see, and we're just going to play it.
Everyone, please just say Team SWAT.
Yeah. Oh yeah. My God.
Team SWAT.
Team SWAT. Doesn't matter. Team
We're going to mix it
Team
up.
Team SWAT, no elite models.
Mix it up.
Yeah.
No elite models.
He's down.
You know what's going on.
Dude, that, yeah, that was cheap, man. You couldn't shoot him in the head if they were not facing you.
It was like the odd job.
Yeah. Halo.
Oh my God.
It was so annoying.
I only want to play SWAT.
Anyway,
the question.
In order to unlock the recon armor, Kenai has recon, in Halo 3 multiplayer, you needed to complete 7 Vidmaster challenges. Which of these is not the name of one of the challenges? Was it A, Brain Pan, B, Marathon Man, C, Endure, or D, Deja Vu? I have no idea on this, for the record.
I don't either, but I'm going to take a shot and say C, Endure.
Yep.
I think it's D. Really?
No. Hmm.
Wait, so
I don't know.
Cheater.
I was sure, and then you ask, and no, I'm not. Not at all.
But you're going
I'm not
with
sure
D anyway.
If I said any.
I feel very certain that Brain Pan is one of them.
Yeah. Right, that's like just dumb enough to be like a Halo thing and not something he added.
I think all of these are achievements, but not all of them were Vidmaster achievements.
Yeah, they all sound vaguely familiar.
Yeah.
The names of the challenges you had to complete.
This is a gross question. See Endure. I'm hopping on the Finnegan bandwagon.
There we go.
And we're going to be double winners.
Are you casting a vote, Ryan?
I already saw the answer. So.
I'm gonna go with D to be different, but I'm
D for different.
There we go. Perfect.
None of you are right. It was B, Marathon Man, which was the name of an achievement.
That was the second one I was gonna go with.
So he's a little, little throwing the red herring in there.
Take away the copy of Van Halen. He doesn't deserve it.
He's Canadian.
Trickery.
He's Canadian. Why should he enjoy lovely American rock and roll?
You'd be grateful with your poutine, sir. We're gonna send you
Guitar Hero Brian Adams instead. He's Canadian.
Guitar Hero Our Lady Peace.
Guitar Hero Alanis Morissette.
Guitar Hero Avril Lavigne.
Guitar Hero Nickelback.
Guitar Hero Bare Naked Ladies.
How many more
Celine Dion.
There's a bunch of good Canadian bands too, you know this.
Guitar Hero City and Color. I'd Guitar pay millions
Hero
of dollars for that.
Rush.
Wow.
Hold on,
that
can I drop this
not
mic?
A bad idea, though.
I'd play that.
That should have happened. I mean, Rock Band sort of took care of it. They had the whole Moving Pictures album and some other stuff. Anyway, thank you, Jonathan. If you would like to be a winner like Jonathan is, send your Xbox-related trivia question. Make it a good one. Not too easy, not too hard. Include 4 multiple-choice answers. Note the correct one. And send all that with your shipping address to where, Mitch?
Guitar Hero, the Guess Who? Is the Guess Who Canadian? I think they're Canadian.
I don't know. I defer.
Unlocked@IGN.com.
Unlocked@IGN.com.
I almost said podcast@IGN.com again. Not an email address. Don't email it.
It will go nowhere.
It goes to a graveyard.
All right. Time to roll. Do a few plugs here. IGN Prime. That's the one. I don't feel gross plugging it because it is legitimately worthwhile. Again, you get some cool perks, but the one that's worth the $30 a year alone, no ads. Before videos and such. So IGN.com/Prime. Help pay our salaries. Keep the lights on around here. Let us keep doing what we do.
And no more John Wick ads?
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Do you not have Prime?
So a few of us on staff don't have that clicked active for us.
I didn't have it till 2 months ago.
You have to request
it. Oh my God,
it.
Dude, you got to go see Tate.
Yeah. Well, we have people that can take
I'll
care of it.
I'll go get IGN Prime right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sold.
I haven't seen a video ad on IGN in 2 years.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Awesome.
People
I don't even know what John Wick is.
I sit across from Eric Hart and he's always like, yeah, you see these pre-rolls running, right? And I'm like, yeah.
No, not at all.
I don't know what we're running.
So yes, that's the IGN Prime plug. And is the heat on in here?
I don't know. I am starting to feel it now too.
People were complaining that the air conditioning might have been broken in here earlier.
Man. All right.
I don't
think good thing
is,
we're almost done.
It's got to be that light.
Well, certainly
it's always
part
here,
of the light. Yeah.
Anyway, we're on Twitter. You can follow me at @DMC_Ryan. Mitchell Dyer at Mitchy D. Brian Albert at Albino Albert.
You got it.
Nicely done,
You're
sir.
You're not albino.
The irony
don't
is,
call
I
me
think,
out on that.
I think I'm paler than you.
I don't know if that's true.
I don't know.
White off.
Let's do it.
Oh. But...
Get out of here.
Shut up.
Sorry.
But for real, if we're going for real, it's got to be like
it's
legs.
Like legs.
Oh,
yeah.
That's... Yeah.
Are we all pulling our legs up on the table right now?
No.
That's NC-17 rated video right there.
I think you guys are all equally white, except I think Mitch may be a little bit more reflective.
Mitch is almost...
I'm almost translucent.
That's the thing. He's opaque.
I'm like a ghost.
Yeah.
You can see all of my veins.
Yeah, you guys have some...
Mitchcraft ghost.
Light absorbing... going on in your son.
Pink? Does that
skin?
We're all pink on the inside, yeah. Brian.
I don't know what to say.
Humanity.
Oh man, I don't even know. Oh, that was your Twitter handle. Yours?
Oh yeah.
Did you change it to @SharkFinnegan yet?
No.
Does anyone have that?
No, Shark one has Finnegan? It. Yet.
It's now too late.
Probably.
Now
I'm
it is
go
because
squat on that account and make him buy it from me.
That's right. Cyber Squat.
I'm still not entirely sold on it. I changed the name on my Twitter to Shark Finnegan for the, you know, because it's Halloween month and everyone's
absolutely
doing something clever.
It's Halloween. And
sharks
are
scary,
scary.
Right? Yeah. I'm afraid of sharks, aren't you? So, yeah.
I'm going to change my
it's
Twitter
still
name
I am
to
Finnegan.
Falling off of a 30-story building dire.
Yeah, there you go.
That's freaky.
I'm trying to think of a good one for you. What did you change yours to? Did you do it?
Mine is Mitch or Treat.
Oh, that's good.
There's not a good
which
one for
which kind
me,
of close to Trick or Treat? Brian Albert. Yes. What about Brains
now?
Albert? That's funny.
That's pretty good.
But Brains are like...
Well, basically,
no, but I just think it's funny because a lot of people type brain as a typo when they're trying to
do that.
If all you got to do... You're too young. You may... You got to just go back to find whatever your Garbage Pail Kid name was, and that's your Halloween
what
name.
What is a Garbage Pail
Kid? I think Sean is a year younger than me.
Oh.
Wait, how old are you?
25.
I'm 28.
I'm 26. Oh,
what? You're 28?
Oh yeah.
I'm always surprised by people's ages
Jesus.
Here.
I just turned 34, for God's sake.
Wow.
Guys
are
making
are,
me
like,
feel
you're
old.
You're definitely my age. And you're 35. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
People here defy age.
I had that issue with Scott Lowe. I thought he was like 31.
No, Scott's
turns
a,
out he's
Scott
like 23.
Yeah, yeah. Scott's younger than me.
Oh, my gosh.
I think he's Benjamin Button.
Yeah. That dude does not look his age. He's still, you know, a great-looking, mature guy.
He could probably buy
but...
alcohol when he was 14,
yeah.
That guy. Anyway. Yeah, so those are our Twitters. What are we plugging, guys? What are we working on? Sean Finnegan, I'll start with you.
I had an unboxing go up the other day about the Phantom Blade from Assassin's Creed.
That
Marty
video
and,
is so
Marty
good.
And Brian unboxed it, and it is legit the funniest unboxing I've ever shot. And fun fact for all you guys, I shoot like 90% of the unboxings that you see coming through IGN, so I kind of do a lot of them. And man, that one is awesome and funny, and
really
Mitch
good.
And Brian are hilarious.
Nope.
And... Sorry, Mitch and Marty.
Nope.
Brian and Marty
there we go.
Are hilarious.
Just
yeah.
Take the
Brian Altano.
I'm
funny.
Such a funny guy.
Yeah. So check that out. That's on IGN now.
Yeah.
Mitch, plug in anything?
Go read the Project Spark review in progress. That's got my like first impressions of what I've experienced. A lot of what I've talked about here, but longer form, more details. And I'm going to update that early next week with my experience of actually having built something.
Nice. Actually, I should mention, too, in the Marketplace report, we talked about NBA 2K15. I'm getting a lot of tweets about that. We did not receive the game until late last week, so we needed more time to get a thorough review done. And after last year's server debacle, as you guys have seen, we've started to do this with some of the bigger, more online-centric games, such as Titanfall and Destiny and what have you. After 2K14's really crazy, awful server issues, we wanted to wait and test out the game on real servers. So
yep.
Our review for NBA 2K15, for the many of you curious, will be going up soon. I don't have an exact day for you. I've seen a draft of the review, so it should be within the next couple days.
Who's
I
on
think.
That?
It is actually a trusted IGN contributor, a man named Mike Mitchell.
Ah, classic Mike Mitchell.
Yeah.
And his wacky hair now.
Yes. Dudes, I've got some serious hair envy from that guy.
Hair's out of control right now. Yeah. I've never seen him without hair, so I went from seeing Mike Mitchell bald to Mike Mitchell whatever
Fro.
He is now. He's out of control. It's great.
And then let's see. Brian Albert, what are you working on? What should we be checking out of yours?
Go ahead and read the IGN first preview of Halo the Master Chief Collection. It's called The Horse You Rode In On. I'm not going to preview a 13-year-old game the way I would normally preview games, so I kind of focus on like the nostalgia factor and how that's totally preserved, and you don't have to like go back and see this old thing you loved that's now kind of like wrinkled and just kind of decrepit with age.
I like that. The Horse You Rode In On. It's like a magazine cover story title.
I love it.
Yeah, it's cool.
Let's do more of those.
And there's some interesting new sort of nuggets of information about Master Chief Collection buried within it too.
Absolutely. So yeah, we got a bunch of there's like the preview, and then at the end there's a bunch of like little tidbit facts in there that you should check out too.
Yeah, good stuff. Mm-hmm. And same boat for me. I've been doing a lot of the Master Chief Collection stuff. Warlock, if you missed it, got revealed as the sixth and final of the Halo 2 Anniversary Remake maps. Mm-hmm. Of course, all Halo 2 stuff, all the Halo 2 multiplayer is in there. These six are separate, six separate maps being redone on an Xbox One engine. We knew five of them. Now we know all six. with Warlock. Max Hoberman is the original lead multiplayer designer of Halo 2, and he is now overseeing the 6 remake maps and actually all of Master Chief Collection's multiplayer. It is being overseen by the literally the exact right person on planet Earth.
Listening to him talk is fascinating. So watch those videos.
We've got 2 videos of Warlock up. One is it's he and I talking through it. He walks us through it, and I ask him a bunch of questions. And then there's just a straight no commentary, just raw gameplay of Team 343 just taking Team IGN out behind the woodshed on a crazy King of the Hill match. Spoiler alert, we get them back later.
Also, it wasn't that bad. We put up a pretty decent
in that
fight.
Match.
We were winning
was,
at the start, and then
yeah,
it got
we were
bad.
Close.
Yeah,
but I think of the 6 games we played with them, it was like 3-3.
It was split. Yeah, it was split.
Who comprises Team IGN?
The three of us and Alfredo.
Okay.
So we had a decent crew.
Yeah. Finnegan's not bad at Halo.
I'm pretty good at Halo, but those guys are really good.
Those guys are really good. Like,
they played it every day for a few years.
Yeah,
so.
Yes. And they did at one point bring in their pro team who slaughtered
the pro
us.
Team,
oh, they brought in like Alpha and those guys?
So after we recorded that, we went and played a bunch of multiplayer, which we captured. And we were pretty much destroying them. We won like 4 or 5 in a row.
And then they demoralized us because they brought in the ringers.
Yeah. Bravo's sick. We watched him play some Halo 4 stuff when Finnegan and I went to do like the map pack stuff for Halo 4. That dude's ridiculous.
Ascension, which is the remake, is called Zenith, and I think it was 50-3.
Yeah, no, 50-4.
I'm sorry.
I'm proud that I was hiding the whole time and just getting.
Oh yeah, I looked at the scoreboard at the end, and it was like Brian Albert was 3-5. What?
Yeah.
Wait, I was 0-21.
Yep.
That because I was like, they're just holding that area over by the sniper. I'm gonna get over there.
I had 2 or 3, but at one point I missed a jump and suicided off the side. So I was like, well, that okay,
good omen.
Would literally do that, then fight the pro team.
Yeah,
just keep jumping off the edge.
It was
good
really.
Lord.
There are very few times I've had less fun playing.
But actually, I guess I'll plug a little more. I mean, so the show records on Wednesday. If you happen to be hearing this on Wednesday, or so tomorrow on Thursday, we are revealing the day one Xbox Live multiplayer playlists. So this is a big deal.
There's a lot of questions about this.
So big, like, where, you know, what are the playlists going to be? Am I going to get dedicated playlists for each of the 4 games? Because I want to play some effing Halo 1 only and not have other Halos in my way. So I've got that's all ready to go for tomorrow, Thursday. And then Friday, also of interest, this game's got 4,000 achievement points.
I'll get.
I don't know how many achievements that is. I actually have to go back to my desk and look. So Friday we're revealing the full achievement list.
Oh, awesome!
So that is very cool.
I have a sickness where I don't care about achievements unless they're in Halo games, and I have to get all of them.
I do that same thing. Like I don't really. I play the story and the multiplayer, but if I have to go out of my way to get achievements, I don't do that in games. But in mostly Halo 3, I went.
There
I
were
got
no achievements in 2.
Halo 2 PC had fun achievements.
Really?
Yeah, like that tied to your Xbox account
Dude,
and count
so
on your game score.
In Halo 3. I think I had like 950.
Yeah, I got all of them in 3 and all of them in 4 and all of them in ODST, I think.
Halo 4 solo legendary is not joking.
Oh,
nope.
God.
Nope.
I had to have Alfredo.
The bullet sponge Prometheans.
Yep.
Woo! And then coming next week is the first ever footage of what Halo 1 single and multiplayer looks like at 1080p and 60 frames in Master Chief Collection. So we literally have stuff every single weekday, every day, Monday through Friday. So however many days there are between now and the end of October, that's how many things we have. So it'll be fun.
And just a note about all that stuff, it is 1080p 60. Our player on IGN does support 60, which is something that YouTube doesn't do yet.
That's true, yeah. If you do
so
watch.
The best place to watch this stuff is on IGN.
Yeah, that is true in this case.
Solid plug.
Yeah. Like, I know, trust me, I'm one of the first to complain about how terrible the IGN video player has been in the past. It's come a long way, and now we got 60 frames a second.
Just click over to 1080p and full screen it and watch it. It looks great.
Absolutely. Good times. All right, gentlemen, before I burp up my lunch, I want to get out of here. That'll go over well in a really toasty, warm room, too. You'll be like, what the hell died in your mouth?
Yeah.
Answer, ham sandwich.
I need to leave.
Brian Albert, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Always good to see you, Mitch Dyer. Good job as always. I like that shirt, by the way. It's a nice shirt. It's a good color on
you.
It's
a red
shirt. I like it. I'm just saying, I like it.
Appreciate it. You're so good to me.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen that shirt before.
It's new.
Nice.
See, I'm like a good spouse. I notice.
Yeah.
I notice.
Yeah, heck, I look so good. Thank you.
Sean Finnegan. Always a pleasure.
Your shirt
Thank
sucks.
You, guys. My shirt is awesome.
It's a mismatched shirt.
And a distant hello to our New York-bound Podcast Unlock team members, Destin Legary and Marty Sliva.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Ryan McCaffrey, and we'll see you guys next week.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nail, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.